That all right out there? That all right? When I am weak, when I am weak, he makes me strong. He makes, anybody know that? When I am weak, he makes me strong.
He makes strong.
Whenever I need him. He. My help. My help. My help. My help. When I'm weak. When I'm down. My help. When I'm lonely, my help, my help, my help, my help, come from the Lord. All righty. They told me, y'all that sit on down, boy, I tell you, Isaiah said, don't come out here with the old song. Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with them, Rhea? Them old songs, what got us where we are today? Oh, I'm trying to tell you. Thank you, Brother Lewis. Amen. Boy, I tell you what. Brother Whitfield, will do honor the man of God today. Everybody give him a hand clap. 47 years of pastoring is a long time. I told him I was going to reach 40, and I think I'm going to pull it on in. That's about 3 years from now, and I can pull it on in, hopefully. I don't want to pass Moses. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. So we thank God for being out here. I love Central High. Boy, when I used to come out here years ago, they would sing a song. So many times I didn't even have a dime. Remember that? But I didn't tell nobody but the boy. I used to be sitting out there as a young man and say, Lord, one day I hope I can sing like Doug. Lord have mercy. That Doug was singing, man. Him and Tick them then took over before I came up. How many know sometimes God will save the best for last? Somebody say praise the Lord. I know they don't think I'm going to run. Ain't God good? All right, all right. Well, listen, listen. Thank God for his wonderful wife and family that stood with him, because it's hard for family to stand with you when you stand that long.
Yeah, yeah.
God knows it's hard for family to stand that long. So we do just thank God, and that's a man of honor that can keep everybody moving forward. Well, thank God for our presider, and thank God for the people of God. Thank God for the wave of glory. They come on in here and sung anyway. They sung anyway. Oh, my God. It don't take much singing when you got a church that's already hot. If they're already hot, you can just holler anything. Peanut butter, jelly, they'll jump. They go jumping. I don't care what they say. Mary had a little lamb. His feet was wide. They'll jump. They'll run all over the building. My God, they will. Yeah, don't take much when you got that kind of church. Somebody say praise the Lord. That old wood will burn quick. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm just going to shout. I don't need me saying he didn't preach out, because I don't believe he didn't preach out. He got a little bit more left in him. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes God put so much in each one of us. I say God put so much in each one of us. And when you have told the story, there's part two of a story that can't be told until part one. Let part two come up. Yeah, I'm going to tell you now. God didn't put it all in Moses. He put some in Joshua. And God has something to tell Moses, your season is up. And Joshua got to lead them into another place. Come on now. If you don't let Joshua come, then you'll walk around in the wilderness for a long time. Somebody said, no, I'm not telling them to step aside now. I'm just telling you there's a Joshua behind you. So I say, praise the Lord. And Joshua, the one that led them into the land of milk and honey. Now we say money and prosperity. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible tells us that God do everything in seasons. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And Paul says in this Acts 20, chapter 20, Paul said, I've been serving the Lord with all humility in mind, with many tears and temptations, which befall me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Paul said, I have kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. Everything that you're supposed to get, Elder Burnett didn't give it. He gave it to you. He kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you, have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentant towards God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, except that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and affliction awaits me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course. Somebody say, finish your course. With joy and the ministry which the Lord have, which I have received of the Lord. Now, you got to finish your course with joy. You got to know that what I've done for God is what God told me to do. And I'm going to finish my course with joy. I mean, it's joy when you, how many ever retired in here? Look at all these people who retired and got them checks. Social Security, how many got Social Security check? Well, let's check the offering and see how much was in it. Oh, y'all got your checks out this state horse pillar, Old Barry. Cherry, military, y'all ain't saying that. It is a come a time, all of you got to check. Now, a lot of preachers don't go to work because y'all won't give them a check. I don't plan to go until they give me mines. You know, I think about the elder. Everybody got a retirement check but the preacher. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Preach 40 and 50 years and don't have a retirement check. Well, come on now. You got to make sure you set something up that they can enjoy life. Yeah. They ain't going below now after 45, 75 years and be in the welfare line. All right, somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We always, as black people, are behind the white church. We always behind them. We always behind them. I remember a white guy told me he was getting $75,000 a year. This has been 30 years ago. $75,000 a year. $75,000. He said, how much you getting? I said, well, I'm making ends meet. Somebody said, praise the Lord. I wasn't going to tell him that. That would be an embarrassment to me. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You got to make sure that man of God is taken care of.
Yeah.
Amen. They got to do it right. Got to do it right. He said he ain't left nothing that you didn't want to learn. I know you got some Holy Ghost in y'all. Just jumping and shouting.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't left an anointing on you. So now you got to do what's right. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. But the Bible tells us in this scripture that another scripture, Hebrews 5:5-13, says everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You see, the first stage that God send you as a church, most of your babes, y'all ain't saying nothing. And the babe grew up in the church. Come on. And it's some of you been here 30, 40, 50, 60 years. You growed up in the house of God. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
But then God, when another season come in, God will leave the babe season and send you meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because meat, the Bible says strong meat belongs to those who have exercised, come on, their senses to discern right from wrong. And so you have some people now that's taught to eat, need meat. Now, I thank God we didn't live on milk all our lives. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And the Bible said in the last days, people heap themselves teachers having itchy ears because they want to keep staying on that milk. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Somebody tell me, come on now, I know y'all, but as I look back here, these Lewis boys, they getting some meat somewhere. All of them pretty big behind me. I don't know if it's spiritual meat, but I tell you, they got some meat on them. Look at them. Is it spiritual? All right, then. I tell you what, they weighing pretty heavy back here. All right, ain't got but one brother to help me out if they start something. Amen. Yo, you reckon we can have them? All right, that's all I need to know. You know, when we were young, they used to run us away from Central Heights. Hey, praise God, but we got a little meat on us now. The Bible said everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of God. I used to be unskillful. I used to have the things happen to me, demonic stuff. I didn't know nothing about it. And that demon will come in your home. Demon will come on your body. I didn't know anything about it. I remember years ago, I went and talked to my Uncle Keith. I was telling them, Cute, what was going on. Oh, Mr. Boo, Cute, they were down, you're down, or you just got to pray about it. I'm praying. Huh? He fed me some meat. He said, you got to be able to stand up on your feet. Come on now. And stand firm and live right and do right. Come on. He said, and then all things will work together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. If you be called, ain't no devil in hell can stop you from getting where you're supposed to go. Somebody say praise the Lord. Turn around and tell somebody, ain't no devil in hell can stop me. Why? Because I got some meat. You need some meat. Can't live off milk all your life. Somebody say praise the Lord. There's another one that's going to bring meat. That's what I heard the Lord saying. It's time for the meat eaters. Come on now. It's time for the meat eaters to rise up. Amen. You can't be living all your life off milk, complaining about everything. Come on. Some people just complain about everything. Lord have mercy. You have to stop that. I tell, and you got to know, because I was telling our church this morning, there's so many false prophets out here, you can't shake a stick at them. Somebody say praise the Lord. I know I like Pastor Geno Jennings sometimes, some things he say, I laugh. Because Geno said, y'all up there talking about what is a woman? Talking about it's your mama. Yeah, Geno be going on. But then I heard Geno say he'll debate anybody. And then he said, I'll give you my wife if you beat me in that debate. And I saw his wife, I said, ain't no way in the world I'll debate him because I don't want that to start with. That right? You seen his wife? Lord have mercy. I said, now if it had been Beyonce, we might have took a trip. But do you see her? I said, what kind of man will say, I'll give you my wife if you beat me in the, but you know that ain't God. Why is that God? Somebody giving away their wife. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Y'all love him. Y'all love him. Praise God. Amen. I love the word. And when the word is right, then everything going to be all right. Somebody say praise the Lord. All right, we can't have people. I said to myself, now, there are five senses in the natural, and there are five senses in the spiritual. All right. You got it? Your eyes, come on. Your ears, your smell, your touch, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. See, there's some things that you ought to be able to taste and smell and touch, even in the spiritual realm. You ought to be able to smell when something ain't right. Come on now. You ought to be able to hear. Because faith come by what? Hearing and hearing. You ought to be able to hear when something ain't right. You ought to be able to see, because God anoints your eyes with eyesight, with his anointing. So you ought to be able to see. How you going to follow everything? That's why I come. A lamb or somebody that's using milk will fall to anything. Are you listening to me? See, you a baby lamb, you know, you'll fall to anything. I had a dog one time. named Zeus. I know that's Greek mythology, but I named him Zeus. I thought that dog was pretty good. He was about a year old. Pretty old German Shepherd. I was so proud of him. Looked like Ren 10-10. And I thought that dog was right, but he was still a puppy. And somebody came along and got my dog, and they said they took him to the country. I rolled around Central Heights, but I didn't ever see him. Yeah. I rolled around this way because they said country, and all country I knew what Uncle Jane had, you see. So I'm riding around looking at my dog. Well, praise God. But you see, when that dog ain't trained, come on. Or a sheep ain't trained, they'll follow anybody. But we're living in these last days when you got to know who you follow. The Bible said, know those that labor. Turn around right there. Know those that labor among you. You can't follow everything. You can't be talking about, well, we're going to hear bitch so-and-so and so. Did you get released when your pastor go hear bitch so-and-so? Come on now. You all out there eating something that you don't even know right. Then come back and try to change everything in the church with your crazy self. Try to change everything in the church because you done went out there to Bishop so-and-so. He done told you, I don't care how much they holler, they spit, they shout, they run all over the pulpit. The word of God will not change. So I don't care whether I'm, you can holler, jump, run. I don't bother me. Paul said right here, none of these things move me. I'm persuaded by the word of God. But a Joshua will have you fighting not one another, but fighting the enemy. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, when they were with Moses, they were fighting one another. They had the commandments. They was on milk, but they were fighting one another. You've seen children start slapping one another when they're small. Put them down there together and give one of them something and try to take it. I guarantee you're going to see a fight. Right then, because they're children. Give it to me. No, it's mine. Give it to me. Pap, that they so fighting. But when you got me, you don't do that. You grown now. You spiritually awakened. You don't go. So go and get it. Same God gave you that. Give me that. I ain't going to fight over no car, no house, no boat, no nothing. The same God that bless you will bless me. He is no respecter of person. Come on. Grow up. Somebody reach over and snatch that milk ball out of their mouth. Snatch it out. Say, give me that milk ball. Time for you to get off of milk. Get on some meat. Now they want me to sing all them songs they think is meat. Amen. Tim Whitfield told me. He said, you are just like a 7-Eleven, Pastor Dan. What's that? He said, you go in and out. He told me, said, they ain't going to get no long messages out of you. I believe that's why they invite me. I got it now. But Lewis, I got you. That's it. That's why they invited me, because they know I ain't going to be up here long. No, one day I'm going to fool you. You wait next year. Lord bless me to be here. I'm coming. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Turn around and tell your neighbor, get rid of that milk. So come on now, that's why you're arguing fuss all the time. Milk, get rid of that milk and get some meat. And even women's in the Bible, everybody trying to be an apostle and a pastor and everybody, and won't teach nobody nothing. You know what the Bible tell you what a woman supposed to do? Teach the younger women's. Come on. But when they get up here, they don't start teaching the world. God spoke to me and he told me, he said nothing about no women's. You ain't told. And then you got people, young children now running wild. Young girls running wild. Come on. You know why I come? Because a lot of times the old people, they can't even cook. You ain't told them to cook a biscuit. Can't cook a lick. And we'll be hollering, he shan not about seke. Oh, lana not about, oh no, you lana about put some butter on that biscuit and come on in. I do not want to hear new cooking no law, not a lot about sick, both so cool. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear about you teaching that woman how to treat a husband, how to raise her children. Come on. Come on, how to respect a man. Come on. And then I want a man that I respect his wife. Come on. But you don't talk about that no more. All you want to see is our son of the so cool about now. Everybody out shooting one another. Cause you up here son of the Bokova. Get ready to get up. You gonna end it up? Come on. Who gonna say the grace? You or me? Do you say a long grace? Okay, stand on up then. I'm closing out, but I'm telling you what God's word say. Joshua, I heard Joshua is in line. Joshua is in line. And y'all make sure Elder is taking care. I know y'all getting a whole lot of cheese. It's a Cadillac out there. Mercedes men out there. What's out there, Bishop? Toyota. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus. Elder, keep preaching.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. It was some healing in here. And I thank God. But those words are true. Love on your pastor. Love your pastor. This is the opportunity that we can show our love. But hearing the word today, this is what we do. Those that's not saved today, this is what we do. And if to the saved, if your journey to heaven, if you are miserable, something is wrong. So I enjoy my journey. So as the music plays softly, whatever the band want to throw up, whatever you want. Is there anyone out there that need Jesus? You're lost without a Savior and you want to come in and give him your life today. This is the opportunity. You can come. Is there anyone? Praise God. Well, if we can stand to our feet and give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. The word of God came from Apostle Uzziel. We have given an invitation to come. Now, if you're standing at your feet and if there's anything that's ailing your body, your mind, your spirit, whatever blessing that you need, Pastor taught us to cast it on the altar and leave it there. So put your hands up. If you got a headache, backache, arthritis, I believe God. All right. And I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. And I want you to just throw it to the front. Don't worry. It's going to stop at the altar. 1, 2, 3. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast it at the altar. We need your healing hands. The hands of Jesus is healing hands. We need your anointing. We need, Lord Jesus, that you come into our homes and mend the brokenhearted. You would come into our home, bring the son, the daughter, heal, Lord, and set free. Lord, the job, give the increase right now. I'm going to speak life to the situation. My God can do all things. So we thank you, Lord, that you have opened the doors. And we thank you, Lord, that you have healed us. We claim it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to give away for you and the wife and the daughter. If you will come at this time to give your expressions. Church, you will receive passage.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love that you've shown here today and for all your sacrifices of coming out to be with us today. Thank you for your prayers down through the years. Oh, the Lord and I have been praying. Somebody else has been praying too. Praise God. And we thank you for your gifts that you've given us to help us along the way. For the Cadillacs are concerned, there I did have three of them in my life. Okay, they weren't brand new, but they were Cadillacs. I thank God for, they may not have been the best of everything, but it did the job.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we look back over our lives and look at the life of Jesus. He didn't have nowhere to lay his head. Amen. So it's not about all of that, but it's about you showing the love that he told us to have for one another. And if we have that love for one another, then the world won't be in the chaos that's in now. Praise God. And I thank you, God, for my wife and my children that we had dragged up and down the road sometime. But we made it.
Yeah.
By the help of God, we made it. Praise God. And we just look to do the will of God. And every day, I say, when I open my eyes, it's a wonderful day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody asked me how I'm doing. I said, I'm doing great. I woke up this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And everything else that come in the day, Jesus and I will deal with it. Hallelujah. That's the way we look at life. You're in the day. We got one job to do every day. The word said, this is the day that the Lord had made. Let us rejoice and be glad that you're in the day. He could have left you in yesterday. But thank God he brought it over to today. And everything else comes as a test to see you going to let God get the glory or you get the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So it's all about giving God the glory. We're here to glorify him and not ourselves. Because the scripture said all the glory, all the praise belong to him. Praise God. And so when we get upset because somebody didn't give you a compliment on what you've done, you're wrong. Because it said all the glory belongs to God. Hallelujah. So if there's somebody failed to do it to you, to lift your spirit up, just know that God is glorified. Hallelujah. And thank you again for a choir. Well, you're wonderful singing today, and thank the ushers and all of everybody else who's on the program. Praise God, and to do and act the part, but everybody in here is on the program. Everybody had a part to play. If you didn't come up here and say anything, you did it in your pew. Because if there were nobody in the pews, there would be nobody to sing to. Hallelujah. If there was nobody in the pews, the church is going to be empty. So we our job is to go get them and compel them to come. Fill the pews up so God can do what he needs to do. Hallelujah. So thank you again. We love you to the utmost. Praise God. Love is all about that. And when you love somebody, you don't get mad with a mistake. The word said, don't let the sun go down. Don't let the sun go down and you still got something against somebody. Clear the deck. So when it comes, you'll be ready. Hallelujah. Again, we love you. 46 years has been a long time. Okay. I've been retired from teaching 26 years I've been retired from teaching after 30 years of teaching. Hallelujah. So we praise God. And we thank again for all the places they've been. Like I said, I didn't think I ever get to Australia, but I wanted to get there. But so happened, the Lord just opened the door. And I wound up in Australia. Always wanted to go to Hawaii, wind up there. Wanted to go to the Caribbean to see that blue water, wind up there and all those different places. So I've been on several continents now. And didn't think I would get on one step, and that's the one that I'm in. But God does it. And we thank you again. You want to say thank you?
Hello, everybody. First, I give honor to God for my being here. I thank God for my family, not only my home family, but I thank God for my church family. And I thank God for you all that came and visited with us. I think the choir, they sung so beautifully. And most of all, I thank God for my husband. We will be married 50 years coming up in February. I thank God for putting us in the church that he put us in, because we all grew together. Yeah, we all grew together, and I thank God. Thank God for Steve and his wife. Kim, you want to say anything? Thank you. Thank you. You want to say anything? Say something?
All right. I wish you'd I'd like to thank y'all for letting my dad be here today. Yeah.